Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Technical team, can you just display the promise for the week? It reads, "For he who is mighty has done great things." How many of you God has done great things in your life? Hallelujah. Shall we all rise up? He has done a great thing. He has done a great thing. He has done a great thing. Bless his holy name. Great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done in my life. Great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done in your life. Great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Father, once again, we want to thank you and appreciate you. We want to bless your holy name for every great thing that you have done in our life. Part of the great thing you have done in my life is standing here today. Great thing you have done in the life of the brethren that are here is for them to be in this auditorium today. Great thing that you have done in their life, it will be part of the glory of the message of today. Father, we lift your name up, we glorify you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you for all that you have done in our life. As we go into your message, exact thing that you want us to know this afternoon. Father, we don't know whether it's just a word or a phrase or a sentence or a paragraph. Father, when you speak that word, nothing shall take it away from my heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Our focus may be different. Our expectation may be different. But God has his own way of talking to us. And I pray this morning, whatever be your heart desire, whatever God wants you to hear, that God Almighty will speak to you himself in the mighty name of Jesus. The greater thing, the mighty things that God wants you to know today, that God Almighty will plant it in your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Put your hand together and be seated. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Not just one time, every time the Lord is good. Today, let's start like this. A 4-year-old boy, just 4 years old boy, just ran out from the bedroom, started shouting, "Mommy, mommy, mommy, mommy." And the mother was so frightened that what could have happened? And the mother said, "What happened? What happened?" And the little boy said, "Mommy, I dropped my toothbrush in the toilet." And he was crying. And the mother said, "Oh, don't worry. Calm down. That is okay. I will get it out of the toilet. And we will throw it away. And I will get you a new one." And the boy thought for some time and looked confused. Then he ran back to the toilet. He brought out his mommy's brush and said, "Mommy, we have to throw this one away also." Mommy said, "Why?" "Because some days back, I mistakenly dropped it in the toilet." That is the truth, right? It's a bitter truth. Praise the Lord. We will come back to that later. Let us open our Bible to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. Can I have the slide, please? The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, we'll be reading from verse 15 to 16.
Ephesians 4, 15 to 16. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
Praise the Lord. Today's topic is going to be taken from a short phrase. That's why when I was praying, I said, maybe God has something for you. It might be a phrase. It might be a single word. You might be focusing on the left, but God has something different from you, from the right. So I'm taking the topic from verse 15 with a phrase which says, speaking the truth in love. That is the topic for today, speaking the truth in love. We all know that this year has been declared as the year of relationship. Our relationship with our family, friends, and with Christ must grow. And when you are expecting your relationship to grow, you need to speak to yourself in love. You need to speak the truth in love. Praise the Lord. We must cultivate the habit of speaking the truth in love. Not just speaking the truth bluntly. Look at the way Apostle Paul used to speak the truth in all the epistles that he has written. Paul always talked from the beginning, he would talk kindly, he would praise them, then in between, he will say what he wants to say. And at the end of his every letter, he will also bless them. But still, let's look at an example here. So, like I said, he talked kindly. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 16 again. Next slide.
Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers.
You see the introduction there? That he always thanked God. He never ceased praying for them. If I'm telling you I never cease praying for you, definitely whatever I'm going to tell you, you will listen to me. But if I'm coming to attack you, it's like you are bringing somebody to Christ. You want somebody to come to Christ. And you are telling him, if you don't do this, you will go to hell. And that is where you are starting. He will not listen to you. He won't listen to you. So you have to speak the truth in love. That is what Paul has done there. He first showed the appreciation. Now let's move to Ephesians 4, 1 to 3. Next slide.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness.
Let's stop there, sister. Why was Paul talking about talking to people this, that he beseeched them, he beseeched you to walk worthy of calling, of the calling which you were called? He might have noticed some things in the life of the Ephesians. That is why he's coming and telling them that he besieged them, he appealed to them to walk worthy of the calling. If any of you is telling me that, that means you are a pastor. I'm expecting you to do this, do that. Yes. It means you have seen something. is different from the pastor. The way you are behaving, it won't work well. We have to speak in truth and in love. Okay, read on, sister.
With all lowliness and
that is submissiveness, to submit, yes?
With long suffering,
calm, yes?
With one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
In a nutshell, Paul passes his message across with love. He passes that message across his love. So, for us to speak the truth, you must know what is the truth itself. And have a strong grip about the truth before you can speak about the truth. If you are holding the truth here, it's going to just be a simple question, very simple question that will be asked from you. Before you know it, it will slip away. But when you grab it here, when you hold the truth, you understand what the truth is. No matter the question that is being thrown to you, you have answer for everything in Christ. Now, what is the truth? What did the Bible say about the truth? Next slide, sister. John 8, verse 32.
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
When you know the truth shall set you free. If you don't know the truth, you cannot talk about truth. We have truth that I'm wearing white. Somebody can come, no, that is not white, that is black. I'm not talking about that kind of things for now. I'm talking about spiritual truth. When you have the grip about the spiritual truth, you'll be able to pass the message across with love. As followers of Christ, who understand and know the truth, we are all called to speak the truth and live by the truth. Most of us, we hate being lied to. But many people, when they want to avoid the consequence of telling the truth. They want to hide their face. They want to move away from how will he feel when I tell him the truth. Brethren, when you are talking about the truth in love, no one will see the negative part of the message you are passing across. Hallelujah. So Christians are called to embrace truth. We cannot embrace Jesus with one hand and lying with others. The Bible calls on us to know the truth and speak the truth. Speaking the truth in love, not just speak the truth. You have to speak it with love. And before you can do this, like I said, you must understand what is the truth. Yes, it's true that white is white. But believe me, okay, let's take it this way. If I say blue is blue, yes, blue is blue. Let's clap for our sisters. Let's clap for our sisters. Brother, you know why? If you go to the mall, you want to buy blue shirt. You take sister there. You want to buy blue shirt. It is when you get there, you understand it is sky blue, navy blue, maroon blue, this blue, that blue. It doesn't mean that that's not the truth. It's truth. When you understand the truth, you know the in-depth of that truth. You'll be able to speak about that truth. You must get connected to the truth and take your relationship with God seriously. And what truth must we connect to? What is the truth that I'm talking that we must get connected to? Next slide. Jesus told Thomas in John 14:6.
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Get connected to the Jesus Christ. When you get connected to the Jesus Christ, whenever you see red, it remains red. You see blue, it remains blue. You will always get connected. to the truth. Get connected to Jesus Christ. That is the truth that you must have the grip on. And when you have the grip on this truth, you understand it very well. Irrespective of who comes to you, God will always guide you spiritually to lay down the truth in the heart of those people. Remember? Paul said, speaking the truth in love. We must be completely honest with God and with ourselves. So when you are connected to Jesus, your heart will be in the right relationship with God. And you will speak the truth in love only. That is the only thing you will always be speaking. Because Christ lives in you, which is the truth. Speaking the truth in love is important because of the power of tongue. Because of the power of tongue. Proverbs 18 verse 21. Next slide.
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
Yes. I can tell you good morning. Good morning is not an abusive word. But when I don't say it in love, the tune, the way I say it, might mean something else. The tongue is very powerful. What you are saying might be the truth, but how did you present it? Next slide. How did you present it? Proverbs 12, 18.
Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
Yes. What you say, you are saying you are talking about the truth. And that truth is what can scatter everywhere. Is that the truth? Jesus is not sending you to go and scatter anywhere with the truth that he has given unto you. You have to speak the truth as Jesus Christ himself will say the truth. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. That is an example of speaking the truth in love. Now let me go back to that boy. The boy has told his mother that her brush also must be changed because it fell into the toilet days back. The boy is saying the truth. But what this means is that the truth can be distasteful. It can be unpleasant. I hope you understand what I'm trying to bring out there. And sometimes truth is hard to hear. It is hard to hear because it can hurt. Only God knows what is going on in the mind of the mother. Oh, my brush, and I've used it. But the boy has said the truth. That truth hurt. That mommy, this brush also must be changed. So, in this case, that was true in the case of the mother's toothbrush. Likewise, we want people to tell us the truth, and we want to know this truth as soon as possible. Consider again the case of this toothbrush, as I mentioned. That truth should have been said immediately. Everything has timing. That truth, the boy should have said to the mother, when it was his own side, he ran out and said, my brush is in the toilet. Why do you think he did not tell the mother in the first instance? Because he knew he might be rebuked. That is why he picked it up, maybe he has used his clothes and... and the mother did not know. Brethren, in reality, the truth can be hard to handle. Some people would prefer to look the other way around and ignore the truth than to face it. Brothers and sisters, can you handle the truth when you are told? If somebody is telling you something, are you ready to listen? Of recent, we have a membership meeting over there. Yes, we have brethren that write, we have brethren that speak. They are saying the truth with what is in their mind. It's now left for the leadership of the church to see how they receive this truth. That is the truth we want to hear from you. Praise the Lord. So how do you handle the truth when you are being informed? Do you get annoyed? Or you have something else? Do you say, okay, I will never go there again? That spirit will haunt you forever. Praise the Lord. Like I said earlier on, the scripture confirms John 8:32. Jesus said, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. When we lie, next slide. When we lie, what happens? It keeps us in bondage. When we lie, it keeps us in bondage. Proverbs 19, verse 9.
A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies shall perish.
Yeah, the spirit, for you to have told lies, that spirit will continue to haunt you. It will continue to haunt you. Oh, I've said this. I shouldn't have said this. Even with that in your mindset only, it's enough to continue giving you some kind of tension in your body. Because we are children of God. Because we are children of God, we have what we call conscience. As I'm talking now, your conscience is telling you something about yourself. About what you have done before. About what you have done to somebody or what you have done to yourself. Your conscience is telling you. That is when we tell lies. We put ourselves in bondage of our conscience. Talking about speaking the truth in love. The question is, what does it have to do with love when you are talking about speaking the truth? Before we proceed further, let's go to the book of love. The book of love in the scripture, in the Bible. That is where we can see the characteristic of love. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 13. I call it book of love because it talks much about love. Next slide, sister. Verse 4 to 8. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 8. Listen carefully.
Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away.
Jesus never fail. Jesus never fail. Jesus never fail. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is the truth. He never fail. Love never fail. Amen. Whether they are prophecy, they will fail. Whether they are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish. But loves never fail. I want us to focus on the last phrase of chapter 6. Last phrase of chapter 6 says, but rejoices in truth. What rejoices in truth? Let's look at this verse from different version. Next slide, sister. Let's see what under translation says. Love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. That is good new translation. NET say, it is not, that is, love is not glad about injustice, but rejoices in the truth. NIV, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Our focus still remains on speaking the truth in love. You see the various interpretations that they have, this version have talked about love. So, now let me ask you, you don't need to answer me, how do you raise someone who is a loving person? Do you consider that person loving because he or she is patient, forgiving, humble, courteous, contentious, or because he or she tells you the truth? Truth, they say, many times or sometimes or anyhow is bitter. I can tell you the truth in love, you may take it differently. It's bitter. And I'm sure many of you, how many will love to take bitter God here? Just wave your hand to the Lord. Yeah, okay, God bless you. Yes, some of us can take it because we know the implication of what it does. But the truth is very bitter. Many of us, we don't want to listen. But it depends on how this truth is being expressed. A casual friend of yours may tell you what you want to hear. But a true friend who loves you, we always say it, he will tell you the truth. He may not tell you in the presence of everybody, but he will always tell you the truth. There's an adage that says that in Africa, if a sibling, they enter into the room and for a meeting, if they are not telling themselves the truth, they will always laugh when they come outside. But when you see them, they are coming outside. Don't forget about it. That means somebody has been informed about the truth. Maybe he's doing something that is not good. And his brother or his sister have called him, my brother, my sister, desist from doing this. And he's not happy about it. He will flare up, he will do that. Yes, he might get angry, but when he moves away, he will think about the truth you have said. That is different from you trying to encourage him or her doing something that can ruin his life. Speak the truth in love. A loving person is always honest with the people he loves. If you love me, you will tell me the truth about myself. Some people can handle it, no matter how you bring it. They will handle it with love. They will handle, like if you go to Pastor Abraham, Pastor Abraham, you are too harsh, and I don't think I like it. He will embrace it with love because he's the leader, he's the spiritual leader here. Go to somebody else who is not even somebody in the church, maybe just a church. Brother, I don't like the way you always do. This started talking anyhow. Believe me, that person can get angry. I use my ministry as an example. Let's clap for all the ushers. Ushers, yes. We face many battles from you people. Yes. When we ask you, please, brother, can you shift to that side? Who are you? Why are you moving me from here? But I never see any of the ushers get angry with you. Many ushers have been reported to me. But we always take it with love. It's difficult for some people to handle the truth. Hallelujah. A loving person always honest with the people he loves, and we tell them the truth in a diplomatic manner. In a diplomatic manner. A loving person is willing to give advice and be critical when necessary in order to help you to be a better person. He is honest, at the same time, very sensitive. You want to tell me the truth? My wife is there, and you are talking to me, commanding me. As a man, my instinct will rise up that, will you keep quiet? Because I don't want to look cheap in the presence of my wife. The same to every brother here. You don't want to felt insulted in the presence of your wife. Your instinct will make you to react. But a sensitive person will know that, yes, this is tete-a-tete. This is private discussion. Speaking the truth in love. He is honest but sensitive. In a relationship, honesty is like a bridge that makes the friendship more stronger when you are honest with each other. I'm able to tell you that, look, what you are doing, I think you need to think about it. I don't think it's right to do it like that. This makes the friend stronger. If I'm doing something bad, you keep praising me, praising me, praising me. Later, I will talk about that before I close this message. You are pushing me to the edge of the cliff. We will never fall down in Jesus' name. Untruthfulness is like a barrier that builds up in our relationship. Over time, it doesn't bridge up immediately. It doesn't create that barrier. It will be building up gradually, gradually. Because it's not telling you the truth. He laid the foundation. Another thing, even you yourself, you are thinking that you will get annoyed, but he keep pressing you. No, no, brother, no problem, no problem. You keep building on it. Example of this is, if a brother is fornicating and his friend is encouraging him that he's not telling him the truth, before you know it, he can impregnate somebody outside. By that time, the friend will now realize that, oh, I should have told him that this can happen. Let's leave the side of pregnancy outside. Let's talk about getting disease and everything. That can happen. When you don't say the truth at the right time that you're supposed to say it, you are building barriers for that person to get to his greatness, and you are pushing him towards the edge of the cliff that he can fall into pit. Love must be our way of life. Showing love to people by speaking the truth in love. Next slide, sister. Let's look at this Ephesians 4, verse 15 from Amplified Version.
But speaking the truth in love, that is, in all things, both our speech and our lives expressing his truth, let us grow up in all things unto him, following his example, who is the head, Christ.
So what do we learn from this verse? The verse teaches us that the key to growing into maturity and become like Christ, our head, is learning to speak the truth in love to each other. That's what the Amplified Version is saying. The other version also is saying that, but it's more detailed to me here. So speaking the truth in love means keeping every other character trait of a loving person in mind. All the characteristics of the loving person, as we have read in that book of Ephesians, 1 Corinthians 13. So, how does speaking the truth in love involve kindness? That is, I've gone back to that 1 Corinthians 13 now, where we read last time. Kindness is both the motivation and the method of speaking honestly about hard things with people. When you have that characteristic of kindness, you will not go and say the truth like a military man, like somebody who is commanding. You won't say it. Because you have the characteristic of kindness in you. How do you respond to the truth yourself? So when you have the spirit of kindness in you, you'll be able to speak honestly about hard things. Because God, you have the motive, the motivation, and how to go about it. Sometimes we want to hear the truth about ourselves, but we cannot really handle it. What am I saying here is that our presentation matters whenever we want to speak about the truth. Because what you say can destroy the whole country, it can destroy the whole community, it can destroy the whole world. That is why the leaders all over the world, they have to be careful about the utterances. When you listen to the diplomat, you see when the media, when they throw questions at them, as if they have gone for the training. Although the politicians, they have a way of answering questions. They will go around. At the end of the day, they confuse you. You don't have answer to that. But why are they be very careful about what they are going to, their response is? Because whatever they say can scatter, can cause war, can cause many things. So when you are talking about the truth, you need to be mindful of your presentation. We can speak the truth like sword. Next slide. Like sword or as a bullet or a seed. To our friends or relatives, you can speak the word like that. But how healthy it is when you speak the truth like sword or bullet, as mentioned. Now, Proverbs 12:18 again.
Thoughtless words can wound as deeply as any sword, but wisely spoken words can heal.
When you speak the truth as a sword or bullet, what is it going to do? It will kill. Maybe your relationship with that person is very cordial before, and you just go to him and say, "Brother, I want to tell you today, your behavior is unacceptable at all. You are too arrogant. You are just talking. You are not mindful of the environment you are talking to him. You are not mindful about the state of his mind." He also will look at it. Okay, if you are not comfortable with my life, the way I live my life, you get out of my life. Now you kill that relationship because of your utterances. Thoughtless, insensible word. That is what it means. Thoughtless, insensible word can wound as deeply as any sword. So when you speak the truth as sword or bullet, most likely you kill the relationship. This is year of relationship. How are you talking to your brethren? Are you talking like a sword or like a bullet? Truth should not be said to cause humiliation or embarrassment. It shouldn't. So how does love speak the truth like seed? Next slide. Love speaks the truth with the seed of kindness. See the characteristic of kindness now? Speak with the seed of kindness. Next one. Love speaks the truth with the seed of patience. You have to be very patient. You are talking to him about the truth in love. He flare up. He's angry with you. You yourself don't add more to it. You have to relax. Wait for him. Let him or her digest exactly what you are explaining to him. So if you really want to be like Christ, you need to, I told you, you have to grab the truth here. Not here. Because if you are grabbing it here, you will lose your patience. Because of the reaction of the person you are talking to. I know it's the truth, Jesus Christ. He's very patient. He will never get angry. So when you speak the truth as seed, then we must be patient for the seed to germinate. Not just to germinate. It must be rooted down. Because if it's not firmly rooted into the ground, if not firmly rooted into the ground, then there will be trouble. At any time, wind can come, erosion can come, it might take it away. So be patient for the seed to germinate, take root and grow, because love also speaks the truth with the seed of forgiveness. You want to speak the truth. Maybe that person has annoyed you, he has offended you, and you see that, yes, this is the time for me to deal with him or her. You don't have the spirit of forgiveness in your mind. Brethren, you will not achieve what you want to achieve. So, love speaks the truth with the seed of forgiveness. The purpose of speaking the truth in love is not to condemn, but to restore back. So, we must to restore back. So if the relationship is getting sore, we must approach our conversation with the desire to forgive and forget. Another one which is already projected on the screen. Love speaks the truth with the seed of humility. You humble yourself. You humble yourself. You are not going there to be commander-in-chief. If you are telling an elderly person or a well-educated, maybe you are just a school cert, that school cert means O-level or diploma, and you are talking to a professor. You are addressing a professor, and you are not bringing yourself down before them. You will not achieve what you want to say because they will not listen to you. They see the arrogance in you. So we need to humble ourselves when we want to speak the truth with the seed of humility. Humility. So when speaking the truth, don't speak with an attitude of superiority or arrogance. The listener might not listen to you. We need to humble ourselves. Instead, humble yourself and acknowledge that no one is above the mistake. See yourself in that manner. No one is above the mistake. Brothers and sisters, when we find ourselves in a situation where we need to speak the truth in love, before any action, there are things that you need to consider. Before you even, you know that, okay, you are coming to my house to talk to me about something. Maybe standing here, I speak, something is not comfortable with you. You want to come to me and speak about it. Fine. You need to plan. I'm going to pastor's house. What if he's come this way? How will I respond? So, number one, you have to look at the motive. You should know the motive. You should check your motive. What is the motive of me going to speak that truth? What do I need to achieve? What is your intention? Why do we feel the need to do this? What do we hope to achieve? You have to have this in your mind, that I'm going to him to say this, so these are my intentions. After you have planned that, you have know your motive, then you have to plan. Pastor Francis talked too much. If he comes this way, okay, let me approach from this angle. You plan your strategy about how you are going to say the truth, which is plan. You have to plan. When you want to speak to somebody, you want to speak the truth in love with somebody, you need to plan yourself. If you don't plan yourself, it's like you hold it here again. Because a follow-up question will come, and when you don't have answer, everything goes. We should plan our presentation. Plan what you will say, how you will say it, and when you will say it. The situation at that point, is it warrant what you have to say about that? You have to check all those things. And number three, I've said this several times here, don't be confrontational. Be smart. Be smart. I said it. You want to preach to somebody? You are telling him he's going to hellfire. No. Preach to him about the love of Christ. Let him see that first. Then gradually you are bringing that person closer to the consequence of not knowing the truth about the Jesus Christ. If you are starting from you go to hellfire, it may not work. He may not listen to you again. You want to speak to somebody about his faith. You started from condemnation. You are condemning that person. For you starting from there, he will not listen to you. Ask questions. Oh, this is your faith. You are a Hindu fellow. Tell me what they do there. Tell me about it. Okay, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? Don't feel shy. Ask questions about it. And you come around and say, do you know that in church, this is how we do, that is how we do, how happy we are. But if you start from condemnation, you will never get the target that you want. Because you need to be smart and you need to be an encouragement. You need to be an encouragement. This is certainly the model we see in the life of Apostle Paul, as I said before. Paul, we first praise the recipient of his letter at the beginning. And even at the end, like I said, even though within the letter, he will correct them. Go and read the epistle of Paul. You will see what I'm saying. He's a smart guy. He's very smart. At a place he was talking, somebody said they should give him slap because of what he has said. He turned it around. He blended with them immediately. He knew he was in danger. He changed the concept of what he's doing. Be smart when you want to say the truth. Don't say the truth where somebody will catch something and hit you in the head. You need to be smart. Praise the Lord. So, before we speak the truth in love, check your motive, plan your presentation, and give a lot of encouragement. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, both speaking and hearing the truth in love is not that way easy. It is not easy. The Spirit of God must live in you before you can embark, say you are going to somebody to speak about the truth. It is not easy. The recipient may not be what you are thinking. It takes love and courage to be the one at the sending end. It takes love and courage because your mind will tell you, oh, well, how is he going to react? Speaking the truth in love, but it takes humility, as I said, submission and love to be the one at the receiving end also. The person at the receiving end must be also humility, submission, and love to be the one at the receiving end. If you are coming to me now, you are telling me about what I'm doing you don't like. If I don't humble myself, I will take it differently. If I don't submit, I will take it differently. But the Spirit of God is always lives in us. Praise the Lord. Many cannot handle the truth when they are confronted. Yes, they can't. They will get annoyed. When you are being a loving truth speaker, you should also be a loving truth hearer. It has to balance. If you are speaking about the truth to somebody, you must be a good listener also. Good hearer. The main reason that people shy away from speaking the truth in love is because many people don't welcome it or they will not appreciate it. Many of us are afraid to say the truth at times because you can be thinking that, oh, they will say I'm the one saying this. They may not appreciate it. That is always what is in the mind. So speaking the truth in love requires wisdom. You need the wisdom of God. In the scripture, there are a lot of scripture in Proverbs, specifically. Next slide, sister. Proverbs 12:1 says,
whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid.
We will not be stupid in Jesus' name. That is wisdom from both sides. If you are disciplined, you will learn more. Proverbs 9:8.
Do not rebuke a mocker or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you.
Yes. When you are speaking the truth to somebody and he's a mocker, if your presentation is not so good, he will hate you. And this is what many people are running away from. I don't want to be stigmatized and say, okay, he said this, he said that. He will not. But when you have the wisdom of God, then you'll be able to say it. In this scripture, we learn that words are powerful. The words we speak out, they are very powerful. And that we should use them carefully. Whatever utterances we are making, they are all powerful. We should use them wisely. Ephesians 4:29. Next slide, sister.
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
As we try to speak the truth in love, we must only try to communicate things that are beneficial to people. We must only say things that help people to be more whole and healthy as people. We must only say something that will make people to grow spiritually. We must always something that will make people to grow, even physically. Nothing else must come out of our mouth. Telling the truth in love does not mean that you must say everything. And there's an adage in Africa, when the eyes see, the mouth have to keep quiet. It is not everything that you must say when you want to say the truth. If you are saying everything, you may not achieve your goal. Not everything. Let me conclude. It is dangerous when you fail to speak the truth in love when you ought to speak it. It is very dangerous. Let's go to scripture. I said, okay, I mentioned this earlier on that. If you refuse to speak the truth, what is the implication? In the scripture, I will just mention only two people here that refuse to say the truth in love to their family member. And like I said, there is a danger in failure to confront our family member or friends. with the truth. The reason for not confronting family member with the truth is we don't want to experience the pain of confronting them, or we don't want to hurt them, or we don't want to go through the ordeal of dealing with them and confronting them. So family member or friends grow on like nobody loves them. The two examples I'm going to give you is Eli and David. Eli failed to confront his sons. We all know the end. That is in the book of 1 Samuel. David failed to confront Absalom. You all know the end. You are not a loving person when you fail to speak up about the truth. God give you voice to speak the truth. Proverbs 19:1.
Better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is crooked in speech and is a fool.
As believers, we are to embrace the truth. Therefore, Ephesians 4:25.
Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
Brethren, know the truth, speak the truth, speak the truth in love. Next slide. Because love rejoices with the truth. Brothers and sisters, combine love and truth is the best way to speak the truth in love. Truth telling without love is simple, harsh, and brutal. When you tell the truth in love, it is about the best interest. When you tell the truth without love, it is edify you. It is when you tell the truth without love, it is not edify you as a follower of Christ. If you speak the truth and you don't have any love, that is brutal. But if you speak the truth in love and you don't speak the truth, that is insincerity. Telling the truth and living by the truth is truly loving. It is to God glory when we as Christians speak the truth in love. And the last slide. Because love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Love is not glad with injustice, but rejoices with the truth. Love does not delight in the evil, but rejoices with the truth. May God bless his word. Thank you, and that is my message for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a powerful message. I'm not going to add. I don't want to take away from it. Let's just rise up. Hallelujah. Sometimes we come in through that door and God gives us a message on how to live our lives. The message today could not have been more practical in our own lives. So I'll just give you a moment, 1 minute, just have a self-reflection of all that you have learned today from Pastor. Just reflect. Are you speaking the truth? And if you are you speaking it in love? What do I need to make amends to make my life better? Not only within the church, even my workplace, for them to be able to know I'm a Christian. I think those are the salient points that the message is speaking to us today. Just 1 minute, just think about it. Where you need to make amends, ask the Lord for grace to make amends, to correct it. It's our year of relationships, and this message fits into that. Without the truth, without love, there cannot be any relationship. Hallelujah. Father Lord, we say thank you for today. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, because you are spoken. And you're worried in our day-to-day interactions. You're worried in our day-to-day relationships. And Lord, you have spoken to us today. Father, I pray that everything we have heard today, Father, Lord, that it will take root in our lives and we'll be better Christians because of it, Father, Lord. That we'll not be afraid to speak the truth, Father, Lord. That we'll speak the truth at any time and we'll speak it in love, Father, Lord. Give us the grace to be able to imbibe this in our life. And once we know that your church will be stronger for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Pastor Francis, in which he sought your face, Father Lord, and you have spoken this word to him, Father Lord. We thank you for the anointing on his life. Lord, I pray that you continue to increase the anointing on his life. Where he has taken from, Father Lord, we ask that you replenish in the mighty name of Jesus. You bless him, you bless his works, you bless his family, Father Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. That next time he stands here, Father Lord, we'll continue to hear from you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father Lord, I pray for our brethren also that are not here, that have traveled. And those that are also about to travel in this holiday season, we pray for journey mercies in the mighty name of Jesus. As they go out, Father Lord, they'll go safely. And they'll come back safely in the mighty name of Jesus. And we shall hear good tidings. Is anyone sick among us, Father Lord, we pray for healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Where they are, Father Lord, we pray that your hands shall reach them, Jehovah Rapha. Touch them, Father Lord, and heal them in the mighty name of Jesus. I also decree, Father Lord, anyone that is going through any tension in his workplace today, Father, I pray, Father Lord, that that tension will be released in the mighty name of Jesus. You're the Prince of Peace. Bring peace in that situation. Take the glory, Father Lord. Take the adoration. Even as we depart this service now, Father, I pray that your presence goes with us and abides with us, Father Lord. Bring us back together, Father Lord, in no distant time to give you thanks. Take the glory, take the adoration, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week ahead.